Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And, you know, it's amazing the impact and the outpouring of, you know, stories that we've heard from people that, you know, Kobe Bryant knew and a lot that he didn't know and wouldn't remember, but they all have their Kobe stories. A man that he did know and that covered him quite closely as a pregame host and reporter for the Lakers is Dave Shore, former fan host as well, joining us this morning. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. It does seem like a long time since I've lived there, but then when I heard while I was on hold there, I heard KFXX. It just seemed to kind of bring me back to those days, 97 to 2000.
Oh man! And you got, and that was right there, 97 to 2000.
Yeah.
Western Conference Finals. You know, one of the things that you know I've been talking about is something that you know we followed is so closely here in Rip City, up 15 in Game 7. And that was when Kobe went from being a star and turning into a superstar. You go down and you cover Kobe Bryant after seeing that happen here in Portland, his star kind of rise. Fill us in. I mean, this is such a huge loss to the basketball community, but in L.A., he was more than just a basketball player. Kobe Bryant was an icon.
Yeah, he really was. I don't live, you know, in Los Angeles anymore, but my six seasons there, being able to travel with Kobe and to be around him, gave me a pretty unique look at firsthand as to what it means. It's, you know, there's certain levels of being iconic in the world of entertainment and sports, and you know this doesn't happen that often. You know, I remember the impact that when Dale Earnhardt passed away, but you know many will say that it was more of a regional thing or a NASCAR feeling that people had of just extreme sadness because they were Dale Earnhardt fans. This one, to see the pictures last night, which was just outside of where I officed downtown there near the Staples Center, to just see the entire plaza just full of people who just, you know, gathered just to be with each other and to lay some, you know, memorials down as well. That's incredible, but it also was something that we saw that was very unique. I had been with other teams, either traveling to cover the Trailblazers or my years with the Dallas Mavericks. I had seen Laker fans in other parts of the country, but wherever the Lakers would go, there was two fan bases across America. There were Laker fans, but then there were Kobe fans. And so when he retired, it really took away some of those Laker fans just because those were people that really rooted for a star in the league, and he had that appeal.
You know, Dave, when you covered him and got a chance to interact and speak with him, what made him different? You know, we all watched it and saw it from some of the interviews, and then you could hear the Mamba mentality. But for someone that was there and interacted with him and got to see that during those heydays, even here when you were Portland, you get to see what he did versus the Blazers during that time. Do you have a story or something that you could be like, man, every time he'd say this or there was something that in his eyes that was different, what was it like to see him?
Two things, and I'll try to do them quickly. I apologize. Sometimes, you know, stories as they come back from memory. But, it's one thing to cover an athlete. I've done that for many years. And then when you kind of go into a different genre when you start to travel with the team, and suddenly there's a group of people that have to spend a lot of time together. And so a lot of times if I speak and young kids, young athletes, students, they'll ask, you know, first of all, I hate the question of who was the biggest jerk you ever covered because, right. You know, obviously there was quite a few of them, but I want to actually talk about the guys who were the good guys. And so if they do want to know who were the superstars, then I can easily tell them that what made Kobe Bryant a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer or superstar, and same with Dirk Nowitzki, is these two guys simply had one characteristic that I'd always see. No matter what time we got to the next city, late at night, the night before, most of the guys would go upstairs to their hotel room. Kobe or Dirk, in the case of the Mavericks, two superstars, they would grab a trainer, they would hop in a vehicle from the hotel, and they would head to the arena to put up shots. That simple. And when Kobe would get back, the hotel would have had entire buckets of ice because he would fill the entire bathtub and lay in there for a very long time, more than any of us could stand it. But you know, that's how much he took care of his body. The second thing I remember is that the season that we had Dwight Howard was a complete debacle. But one reason is these were two extremely different guys the first time that Dwight was there. Dwight was talented, but as we all know, he didn't get better each year in the league. He sometimes regressed. And to Colby, that was a guy who didn't have the playing attitude to be great. And so Colby could joke if it was off the court, but as soon as that uniform came on or you were anywhere near or inside an arena, he was just totally businesslike, and he could not stand the way Dwight joked around about things. And so sometimes, you know, if you don't have a strong coach at the time, which they didn't, you know, that's going to put guys on the wrong page at times. And that's why Phil was one of the greatest, because he could always keep guys on the same page.
Dave Shore is our guest. He was a former Laker reporter, sideline reporter, pregame host during the Kobe's heyday there. Now, you, as you mentioned, you covered the Blazers here in Portland, the Dirk and the Mavs. But I am assuming that those times with the Lakers, it was a little different. The reverence that other players had for a guy like Kobe Bryant during the time where you're traveling around from arena to arena, was it as, you know, punctuated? Like, we saw it at the end of his career, and players would just go up to him and want to pick his brain. Yep. But you were in the middle of the prime. The receptiveness of Kobe to other stars around the league, was he always that open, or was he more tightly guarded during that prime that you were in?
Very, very competitive, because he and many of the other superstars, the only time I would see it is when we would gather for an All-Star game, and then suddenly the guys were wearing the same conference uniform, and they would get a chance to relax, take a photo with him, talk to him a little bit, laugh a little bit. But, you know, when Kobe came to town, it was the biggest show. Even during the losing seasons, even during the tanking season, you still did not want to lose to the Los Angeles Lakers and to Kobe. And I think that, you know, that matter of fact right there in Portland was one of his favorite places to play, because it brought out the best in competitors when you are an equally hated individual. But I think, as we're seeing now, fans can hate somebody, but they hate them competitively, but they appreciated what they brought to the game. And I think that that's what he appreciated. I think he got a chance to get to his second act in life. I always thought he'd be a broadcaster. I told him, and he always joked that we wouldn't be able to afford him. But I said, you know, most guys will take less money to do the competitive nature of still talking and analyzing the game. But, you know, to his credit, he found a way to, you know, artistically start to put, you know, his fingerprints on something different.
Dave, why do you think this is connected with everybody, not just in sports, but across the – I mean, I know as a father, I have kids too, and that's my connection with this, but watching him coach and doing this. For you, why is this – do you think this is connected to everybody, this tragedy, and what he meant to the game?
I think it's very unique. You know, I mean, everybody will talk about those deaths of John Lennon and some others, but it's very rare that this happens. And so, you know, it's kind of like from, I believe it was Billy Joel's, you know, Piano Man. It's you are providing escape from life for a while to people. And I think that that's what we realized that we saw during after 9/11 of how it brought people together in the world of sports. This again, in terms of the few superstars we have out there, it brings people together. They realize that this is an escape from life. This is someone who's bigger than life to them. And that's why sometimes we have these huge issues and huge debates, you know, if they ever do fall out of line and have some trouble, because, you know, people sometimes, they don't want to know the bad things. They don't want to see the bad. They want to see the good and the excellence. And I think there's probably nothing we'll remember more incredible than him in his final tweet, you know, sharing basically his congratulations to LeBron and seeing the passing of the torch with LeBron, you know, the night before passing him on the scoring list.
Dave Shore, formerly of 710 ESPN down in LA and pregame host for the Lakers and sideline reporter. Really appreciate your time and your insights. Thank you so
awesome,
much.
Awesome, Dave. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.